Coleman, back again for another daily spark of inspiration from the cup. And today I want to talk about patience. Again, I probably touched on it in several previous videos, but I don't know, it just sort of comes back all the time because it seems to be really hard. And Marie Forleo, I keep rambling on about her as well, so do check her out if you haven't already. She's preparing to launch B School again. And so she created a video to share the three most important lessons that she's learned from running B School for the 9th year. And I think, I can't remember which was lesson number one, but it was really the one that was the most important one, was patience. And actually, I see it all the time that people start off and have an idea and then they send out, you know, whatever the thing is, and then the response isn't quite as enthusiastic as expected. And then there's this sense of discouragement that sits in. And I always kind of giggle when somebody, you know, shares that with me, because Jesus, can I relate? And the thing is, the difference between the people who end up being successful and the people who give up is whether you're prepared to keep going and to not take the rejection personally and take the next step, even if the outcome or the result or the return on investment isn't obvious at the moment. And it often takes a lot longer than we think. Because I think there's like so much information out there and everybody has these, you know, one launch and $1 million revenue. And, you know, and even in the language world, you get that learn Spanish in 30 days. You know, if you've ever tried to learn the language, you know how far you get in 30 days. And so there's this sense of unrealistic expectation. And the worst thing you can do is let the discouragement hold you back from taking the next step. And actually, when I think back, it, you know, like now, when I look at the sewing business, like there's just always work coming in. But I remember it took 2 to 3 years until I could actually live off it, you know. And then when I look at my flamenco dressmaking website, it started off as a blog, and then I started kind of adding a mailing list, and you know, I doubted a lot of the times. I doubted whether there was enough of an audience to even invest time there. And all of a sudden I looked back and I kind of kept publishing stuff, and all of a sudden I looked back, hey, actually, you know. So what if you didn't let a momentary feeling of discouragement stop you from taking the next step? What would you do? What would that next step be? See you tomorrow.